Says, please pray for a friend of our family, Braylon Tupper, a young girl who is in critical condition in the hospital. She has serious heart failure and very weak and worn out lungs. She has been very sickly all her life, and she is around 5 years old. That's from Marshall Michelle James. Amen. We want to welcome Brother George Hamilton back. Amen. Been sick in the body. Happy to have him with us again tonight. Amen. How many of you have a need you want to take for the Lord tonight? Amen. We'll just bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this evening, O God. Lord, as we fed on your word this morning, Father, and it just burns in our hearts, Lord. May the night, Father, you come and cap it off, O God, with a word that would sustain us. Lord, may you just fill us with your presence. Father, this room, may it be saturated with your glory. Father, where any demon of hell, Father, would be cast out, Father, by your very presence. Lord, we ask, oh God, for you, this need that's been read across this pulpit, Father. Little five-year-old girl, oh God, heart condition, Father, just worn out lungs. Lord, maybe the doctors don't really know what to do, Father. Maybe the family is, Lord, they're worried and not knowing where this is going to lead. But Father, we have a word that you are the healer of all of our diseases, Father. Every single one, no matter what it is. And Lord, we speak a word of faith, oh God, to that young body. Lord, that the heart would be restored, Father, that the lungs would be restored. Oh God, we just pray that you would make your power known to that family. Lord, we thank you for touching Brother George Hamilton as he's been sick in body, Father. We thank you for the restoration, oh God. We pray now, Lord, for each need that was lifted, oh God. You know the need and the heart behind it, Father. We just pray, Father, that you would come now tonight. Be with the musicians, Father, the songs that are sung. May it just create an atmosphere of worship, Father, an atmosphere of praise, O God. Lord, we see that in the Bible, Lord, it was the praise of the people that sent your spirit out and killed the enemy, Father. May your spirit, O God, come through the praise tonight, that when the preacher comes, Father, he may look out and see nothing but dead bodies, dead demons, Father, that we may reap the benefits, O God. We just commit all things in your hands now. May you bless Brother Timothy, Lord, as he's also been battling in his body with a sickness, Father, bronchitis. Lord, we ask that you would touch him, Father. Give him strength in his body, Father, in his lungs, that he may speak in power, Father. We just commit him into your hands, Father, and let your word be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing this song, "Even So, Come Lord Jesus, Come." Ask Brother Lee Wood to take up the offering tonight.
Even so, come Lord Jesus, come.
More of you. is thirsting.
I am ready.
Here I am. Come fill my heart.
Seeing young people serving God, saying, come and fill me, amen. Let's sing this song, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit in me.
Oh, create in me a clean heart. Thank you.
ready for the word to come. I just wanted to sing that again. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you believe there's power to create in you a clean heart? There's a power to save our young people. There's a power to save those that are lost. Amen. There's a power that can heal the sick. There's a power that can save. Oh, man, it makes me excited. Before the word comes, let's sing that again. There is power.
Well, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Sickness has to bow at the mention of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go to prayer. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, as we come to the communion table. Ask, Father, you be with us this evening. Lord, you just minister to us for these moments, Lord. And we can come and have communion with you, Lord. And Lord, to have fellowship one with the other, Father, around your word. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We submit our will and our wants and our passions, everything that we are to you, Father, for your service. We ask, God, that you take control in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's look at Psalms 24. Psalm 24 and also Ephesians 3. Psalms 24 and verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Also Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without amen. End amen. God bless you. You can be seated. We've been singing the song in the last month or so on Our God is Awesome. Amen. And I have to say that he is indeed awesome. And I've been sick this week, and it's been really difficult to kind of get your mind geared to study, and you know, you're just having a lot of different things going on in your body. And but I just yesterday, just as I was sitting there looking over some things, this phrase, "Our God is awesome," just kept coming through me as I began to think about the different things. And so I'd like to just speak to you for a few moments. Won't take much time, being this is communion service, but we're going to just go a little fast and a little quick. But on Our God is Awesome, and we do serve an awesome God. Now, as I begin to look at the word awesome, it is actually the root word of it is all, or in awe of something. And truly, he is something that we can be in awe of. You know, we use the word very loosely in our age and our time. Actually, Brother Branham only mentioned the word once, and it was actually in the song, "How Great Thou Art," and an awesome wonder. And you know, it wasn't a word until this generation that really began to be used, and of course it's used in a lot of different varieties and a lot of different ways of, you know, explaining something, that that was an awesome day, or that's an awesome car, or this is all. But truly, the real meaning of this word is actually is talking about to be in awe, or be inspired by, or to be reverence of. And I believe we have a God that we can be, or we are in awe of, because he does some mind-blowing things sometimes. Sometimes he comes in our lives in situations that we thought was impossible, and we couldn't handle the situation. We didn't know what to do with it. We didn't know what even the next step was. And God can always come and move just a certain way in a certain time, and just answer your questions, or answer the situation in just a moment. Truly, he is an awesome God. And you know, he's so mindful of us, and the scripture says he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now that's an amazing statement. To know that this God, we can ask him something, and we can think, or what we think in our mind, or what we think is a great thing or amazing thing or some way of doing it. Even in our best made plans, God has a better plan. And he's able to do exceedingly above what we can even ask or even think. And so I just want to look at a few things on what our God is, as the scripture talks about it. I just took these few phrases of what our God is. And Deuteronomy says, "For the Lord thy God is a merciful God." Amen. We're talking about an awesome God. He's a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, neither forget the covenant of thy fathers which he swear unto you. Amen. He says that your Lord, your God, is he that goeth with you. So not only is he merciful, he's with us. Amen. Psalm says God is in the midst of her. Hallelujah. I love a God like that. He didn't create this world and then sit back there somewhere in the way blue yonder somewhere and let everything happen, but he is in the midst of her. "She shall not be moved. God will help you." That's right. Amen. He says right early. Psalm says, "God is my helper." He's a God that's very personal. He's not a God, as I said, that sits somewhere and he don't know what's going on in the midst of the chaos that we're in called Laodicea and the world in chaos and this and rumors of war. He knows about everything that's going on. And he has planned it for this moment. He has planned it for this exodus that we are to get out of here. Amen. And be raised from this. So we see here in Psalm, he brings it another step. He says, when I cry to thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Hallelujah. Not only is he with me, he's for me. Well, if God be for me, who can be against me? Psalm also says, unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not only with me, he's not only for me, but he is my defender. Amen. God is my salvation. He is my glory. He is a rock of my strength. God is my refuge. He is my God. Trust in him at all times. Pour your heart out. God is a refuge. So not only is he with me, not only is he for me, not only is he my defender, he is somewhere where I can run into. This is my refuge. This is my strength. Our God is merciful. We're talking about an awesome God. God in Isaiah, he says, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength. He is my song. He is also my salvation. 1 Corinthians says, God is faithful. Not only is he with me, not only is he for me, not only is he my defender, not only is he someone I can run to, he's faithful. He's always there when I need him. He's always there when I can call upon him. Our God is awesome. Amen. Do you mind talking about him tonight for a little while? 1 Corinthians 1:25, it says, the foolishness of God is wiser than man. So his lowest, as if I could say it this way, his lowest of intelligence, or however you want to explain this, it is greater than the wisest man. His dumbest thought is smarter than your smartest thought. Amen. And the weakness of God is stronger than man. And his weakest, the weakest parts of God, if you can find a weakness, it's still stronger than any man. That's any president, any ruler of any country, anyone that thinks they got some great plan to overcome the world. That has nothing to do with it. They're just a pawn in the hands of this God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me bring it on down in our language. The weaknesses of God is stronger than any devil. Amen. Just perhaps you find our God at a weak moment. He's stronger than the strongest of enemies, the strongest of devils. He's more than able for any problem that you can face. Amen. I want to just take a few things that happened in Brother Branham's ministry. He was here. He says, how did I know that there is a living God? He said, I'm not talking about somebody's theology or somebody's intellectual conception of some emotional thing that they passed that through age gone by. Or one day down, but he said, one day down yonder, I found him and I talked to him face to face. That made things different. Hallelujah. He said, I stood in a meeting where these witches was working. And he said, don't think they won't challenge you. They stood there and they threw a table up in the air and they threw things around and they had a guitar playing and standing there and they wanted to put me out. And I said, you're wrong. And he said, that spirit spoke back in them. That spirit professing to be God said it was God, but I said, it's wrong. It's the devil. They said, this man's an unbeliever. He said, I am an unbeliever in this stuff. Amen. Because it's not my Lord. This is witchcraft. This is the devil. Now here I'll try the powerful name that I've been baptized in. I said, in the name of the high heavens, tell me the truth. Wouldn't even answer me. I said, in the name of the Holy Church, tell me the truth. He wouldn't answer me. I said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, tell me the truth. He wouldn't answer me. But I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, tell me the truth. He said, yes, it's wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about the strongest of devils is weaker than God. Amen. He said faith in the Father, faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Devils will tremble, sinners away. Faith in the Lord Jesus makes everything shake. Yes, sir. Stay with that name. He said, I was tested when I was a young man. This is in 65. He said, I often heard of spiritualism and the devil and how he does things. And I knew that there was a God. I knew if there was a God, there must be a devil because the Bible said there was a devil. I heard about these spiritualists and I went to some of them. Found out they were phonies. Nothing to them. Just a bunch of make-believe. But I found out there were some of them that were real spiritualists. And I was at a camp where a minister and I went to see them there. They had raised the table up over the floor and they had it just levitating over the floor. Had some whiskey glasses up there. Taking that table and just turning it back and forth and had a guitar flying through the building. People's clothes and said, oh, in this room, said the medium, said, I'll challenge anybody to knock it down. Two men said, I'll get it down. They grabbed it around the legs like that and tried to hold it down. They couldn't. Why, that table threw them plumb across the room there. He said, don't you just sit around and think you know something. He said, why? He said, if you've never been a missionary, been on the field, only thing you know is just the thought of the devil. But if you look out there, out here on some of these people walking around the streets, you can see him. But there is a devil. And he said, the woman hollered at me. They said, yeah, they tell me you're a preacher. And he said, I am. He said, what do you think about this? I said, it's the devil. She said, well, then if you've got so much power, knock it down. He said, I don't have any power. I have no power, but I'm representing one who does. Amen. I said, Lord Jesus, you said in St. Mark, the 16th chapter, in my name that you cast out devils. I said, now that your servant may know is a battle lays before me. I said, I command the table to fall down in the name of the Holy Church. It stayed there. I commanded the table to fall down in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It stayed there. I commanded the table to fall down in the name of Jesus Christ. It like to broke all four legs off hitting the floor. What an awesome God we serve. This God's amazing. His power is limitless. There was a time when we had told the vision over and over about the little boy who had been killed, and he saw him laying there, and he said, that little boy in Finland that day, rather laying there dead, been laying there for a half an hour, mashed up, blood running out of his eyes and his nose and his ears, little legs broke up, and his little stocking, his feet through the end of his stocking, his shoes gone. I thought, well, maybe this is a boy. He'd come up on this wreck. So he told Brother Moore, he said, let's go look at the Bible. They began to look, and they read the vision. He said, it shall come to pass, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, there shall be a land where there's a lot of evergreens growing. Rocks shall be lapped together. A little boy with a cropped haircut, button up here, and his stockings pulled up high. He'll have brown eyes. They'll be turned back. He'll be killed in an automobile accident, but you lay your hands upon him, and he'll come back to life. There was wrote. There he said, amen, just waiting on the word. I said, if this boy isn't alive in a couple of minutes from now, I'm a false prophet. Run me out of the Finland, but if he's alive, fall on your faces and repent. I said, death, you can hold him. Hallelujah. I call for his spirit according to the word of God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, up he jumped. Oh, my faith, it took a hold. God said so. Hallelujah. I want you to know there's been a vision that you have been seen in. And you have been seen here. And no matter how hard death tried to hold you, death was not more powerful than the name of Jesus Christ. And when that name came across your path, it rose you, it raised you up so you could walk again in newness of life. Hallelujah. There ain't a young person here that death can hold. There ain't a young person here or that ain't here. If he's your son, your daughter, there ain't a young person here that the power of sin can hold. Amen. Death can't hold him. That's God speaking, he says, in this day through vision. If that vision was contrary to this, that would be wrong. This is more than a vision. If any vision is contrary to the word, leave it alone. It ain't of God. God does not contradict his own word. We're talking about an awesome God, a faithful God. If he said something, he's going to back it up. He says here, he said, what is he? He's Jehovah God. He's a redeemer. He's here in this building now confirming his word. He lives and reigns. He's my redeemer. He's kinfolk to me. He's my brother. He's my God. He's my savior. He's my coming king. He's my healer. He's my father. He's my mother. He's all I have in this world or in the world to come. Brother Branham said, I don't have a voice to sing. But someday when you get on the other side, said you're living in that big mansion up there somewhere just glorifying God. Way down the road, woods there, there'd be a little cabin sitting down in the corner. You walk out on your front porch some morning, you'll look standing there on the cabin. You'll hear a voice coming through the woods singing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You say, praise God, Brother Branham made it. There he is, he can sing now. Brother Joe, there's hope. Amen. He can sing now. Finally made it. Got over to the other side. Only way I'll ever get there is by amazing grace of Jesus Christ. I love him. I trust him. It'll take more. Take his grace to get me on to the other side. Therefore, I'm not trusting in my ability. I have none. But I'm trusting in what he did for me. He is my mediator. He is my propitiation for my sin. He is the water separation. He's my Alpha and my Omega. He's my life. He's my birth. He's my healer. He's my Savior. He's my King. He's all in all to me. I love my brethren. He said, I love my sisters. He said, but that's just filial love. That can never take the place of agape love. It'll never touch that sacred spot of that love for God. How rich, how pure, how fathomless and strong. It shall forever endure, this saints and angels song. We're talking about an awesome God this evening. He's been my guide through life. He's guided me into life. Don't you know if he got you to your natural birth and you gave your first breath, don't you think he can take care of you in your life? It was a miracle just getting here. Hey, there's a lot of babies that are born, stillborn, dead. There's a lot of mamas that died through history. It's a miracle that you're here. But if God got me this far, he's able to take me the rest of the way. Scripture also says he's my judge. So if he's my defense lawyer, my defender, and my judge, case closed. What an awesome God. Amen. The devil can blow wind all he wants to blow. He can talk about this and talk about that and talk about this and talk about that. He can have a list a mile long. But my defense lawyer takes that list and he looks at it. He said, it's all gone. The price has been paid. It's all done away with. And this ain't the man who done those charges that you're laid against him. That's why the scripture would say, who shall lay any charge to God's elect? Amen. He's my God. He promised he'd be there. And he'll do it. He's my life. He's our everything. We've trusted him in some hard trials. How many have been through some hard trials? Did he fail you? Then he won't fail you this time. Brother Branham said he was sick. He'd lost his wife, lost his baby, lost his father, his brother, lost his sister-in-law. Little Billy was dying. So I was just about gone. Going up the road crying, going to my wife's grave, her and the baby. I laid the baby in her arm in the grave, going to the grave. I was walking up. It was this Mr. Isler. He used to come here and play, you know, the State Center of Indiana. He's coming up the road. He stopped me. He said, where are you going? I said, you going up there to the grave? He said, yep. Why are you going there? He said, I just go up there and I listen to an old dove. I sit there at the baby grave and my wife's grave. And an old dove comes down there and speaks to me. He said, oh, Billy. Yeah, I hear the whispering of the leaves when they play it. They play music for me, Mr. Isler. What kind of music does it play? There's a land beyond the river that they call that sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith degree. One by one we gain the portal there to dwell with the immortal when someday they ring them golden bells for you and me. He said, Billy, I want to ask you something. What does Christ mean to you now? What does Christ mean to you now after you've gone through all these things? I said, He's my life. He's my all. He's all that I have, Mr. Isler. He's my ultimate. He's all that I can hold to. Why? There had been something happen upon this rock. I said, I've seen you stand here in the corner and preach till you looked like you was going to drop dead. I've seen you all hours of night up and down the streets making sick calls. And after you took your own wife and your baby, you're still serving. I said, if he slays me, yet I'll trust him. My anchor holds within the veil. I have an absolute. I've tied myself to his word, and his word is holding me. Something keeps holding me. He's my absolute. I found out that all these other things may fail, but God will never fail. What an awesome God we serve. That's why I know the Holy Spirit is my compass that guides me. He's the one that makes me know this word is true. He is my absolute. He is my sunshine. He is my life. He is my anchor. And when troubles are on, He's my North Star. When I'm lost, the Holy Spirit is my compass. And it brings me back to the right place. Christ the absolute. What an awesome God. See, when they told me them things that couldn't happen in a modern day like this, they told me those things. He said, yeah, I said, if there's no God, then live, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what people are going to today. There is a God. And if there truly is a God, let's serve Him. I've lived to see the day that He has performed everything, even raising the dead when, like He was when He was here on earth. And we know that by documented statements that this is the truth. He is my absolute. We're talking about a real, genuine love for an awesome God. A God who is your joy. A God who is so awesome, He's your strength when you're weak. When you feel like giving up and you don't know what to do or where to turn to, there's just something there that just kind of catches hold. Brother Stanky was talking about his anchor that was bumping along the bottom. And it gets to that moment, it just grabs. We've all had those moments. We felt like we was just in a chaotic world and nobody care, nobody understand. We just bumping along. All of a sudden, stabilize just for a moment. We realize, hey, I'm going down the wrong way. I'm going down the wrong path. I was going toward the wrong thing. Maybe it was the wrong job. Maybe it was the wrong this or whatever, wrong career. And you realize all of a sudden something grabbed a hold. And it caused you to sit there when you you couldn't sit there and you were just rocking and rolling with the storm and seemed like it was about to sink your boat. But there's an anchor that holds. This is an awesome God that we serve. He is unlimited in His power. He says, people turn to other things, some phony love to make a man love some other woman besides his wife, or a wife some other man besides her husband, some dishonorable thing. That's not real love. That's the devil. That's his works. It's something he's tried to hand you. Instead of a joy, he gives you a drink to feel good about it. Say, I got the blues. I'll go out and get me a quart of liquor and forget about it. That's death. God is our joy. God is our strength. Knowing the message, knowing the truth, that's our sufficiency. He is my all-sufficient God. In Him, all things I have need of is in Him. That's our strength. My help cometh from the Lord. We ought to look to Him for our joy. Look to Him for our strength. Look to Him for our happiness. Look to Him for our peace. There's nothing this world offers that gives you peace. Well, if I had $1 million, I'd be more peaceful. What happens when that million's gone? What happens when the money runs out? What happens when all the things, it just don't change nothing, as we heard. He is our peace that breaketh down every wall. He is our life. He is what we can tie our posts, be our tie posts, our North Star. Listen, our time belongs to Him. He's our everything. I mean, if my time belongs to Him, then I'm in His hand because He holds time. I don't know what the future holds, but I know He holds the future. Amen. Amen. So He who holds the future holds me. What a confidence. There's a lot of people that's been trusting in a government and the government's failing. There's been a lot of people that's trusted in stocks and bonds and they're failing. They're trusted in all kinds of different things and they're failing. But if you put your trust in this God, He will never fail you. Because His Word says He cannot fail you. Matter of fact, He says in Laodicean church age, He said, "These things saith the faithful and true witness." He witnesses things that are true. And He's faithful. We look at the thought of faithfulness. You know, we often talk about an unchanging God whose Word does not change. And when we speak of Him in this manner, we often sometimes maybe get the view of Him that, you know, makes Him seem very impersonal because He don't change. Well, His thoughts are the same. You know, it makes Him to seem impersonal. It is though God made the whole universe and all the laws that pertain to it and then just stood back and became a great impersonal God. It is though God made a way of salvation for lost mankind, the way being the cross, and then when the death of Christ is atoned for our sins and His resurrection gave us an open door, God just folded His arms and stood back. It is though, He says, we majored in believing in a great Creator who's created, but He's lost personal interest with His creation. He said, now that is how I say too many people are apt to think, but that's the wrong thinking. For God is governing in the affairs of men right now. He is both Creator and Sustainer. Hallelujah! If He gave you that wall for Him, He is able to sustain that wall for Him. Because Colossians says, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. So He's not only a creator, He is a sustainer. So He created you, He gave you the breath of life, and He brought you to this moment, and He brought you to the truth called the message, and He gave you these truths, and He gave you these things. He's not only just gave them and said, all right, they're yours now. See what you're going to do with them. No, He's also the sustainer. You look at the footprints of the sands of time where that man walked across there. Him and the Lord was walking together. And he looked across this place and he only seen one set. The Lord, where'd you go? He said, I was carrying you. Sometimes we wonder, where'd you go, God? He's like, I'm right here. I went nowhere. I've gave you the breath of life. I've created you for this Laodicean age we're living in. I've given you the truth. I've given you my Spirit. I'm here to sustain you. I have not left you because my Word says I can't. I'll never leave you or forsake you, but I'll be with you, even in you, until the end of the world. He's a sovereign God. By His own counsel, He purposed the plan of salvation for His own elect, which He foreknew. The Son died upon the cross to establish a means of salvation, and the Holy Spirit carefully executes the will of the Father. He is right in the midst of it all. I want you to understand, in your trouble, He's right in the midst of it. In your situation, He's right in the midst of it. In the chaos in your home, He's right in the midst of it. The great Creator, Savior God is faithfully working amongst His own right now as the great Shepherd of the sheep. His very existence is for you. Maybe I need to read that again. His very existence is for you. He loves you. He cares for you. His eye is always upon you. When the Word says your lives are hid with Christ in God, it means exactly what it says. Oh, I'm so glad that my God abides faithful. Amen. He is true. He will lie. He's true to the Word and He will back it up. Amen. He's true to us. And He will lose none of us.
Amen.
How can I forget you? For your names are engraved in the palms of my hands. All that the Father has given me will come. No man can pluck them out of my hand. Come on, somebody. This is where we're at. We're in His hand. Now let a devil try to pluck you out. He can't do it because His Word says he can't. He will lose none of us. Say that. God won't lose me. But raise us up the last day. I'm glad that I'm resting in His faithfulness. The faithfulness of an awesome God. Philippians says, being confident of this very thing, that He which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I hope I can do this justice. It's been said, you've heard it. I can't remember the name of the man who said it before. But we're talking about an awesome God. He says, the Bible says He's a King of the Jews. He's a King of Israel. He's a King of righteousness. He's a King of the ages. He's a King of heaven. He's a King of glory. He's a King of kings. And He's a Lord of lords. Now that's my King. David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. No means or measure can divine His limited love, limitless love. No far seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of His shoreless supply. No barriers can hinder Him who from pouring out His blessings. Hallelujah. I want to tell you there ain't another enough devils that can come in this church to keep God from pouring His Word out. Amen. He said He is enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my King. He's God's Son. He's a sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in Himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's a supreme problem to higher criticism. He's a fundamental doctrine in true theology. He's a cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. That's my King. He's a miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. Simultaneously, He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and He saves. He guards and He guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the leper. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligently. And He beautifies the meek. Do you know Him? What an awesome God. Do you know Him? He's my king. My king is a king of knowledge, key of knowledge. He is a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. That's my king. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway to high righteousness. He's a highway to holiness. He's a gateway of glory. He's a master of the mighty. He's a captain of the conquerors. How many conquerors we got here tonight? Then you have an awesome God for your captain. Hallelujah. He has never led none of his army into defeat, but they've always come out packing the victory. Hallelujah. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. He's the overseer of the overcomers. Hallelujah. That's where I'm at, in his hand. He's a governor of governors. He's a prince of peace. He's a king of kings, and he's a lord of lords. That's my king. Oh, my king. His office is manifold. His promises are sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteousness. His yoke is easy and his burden light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you. The heavens of heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him out of your mind, and you can't get him off your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Woo! The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. And neither will he be stopped in this day. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witness couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave could not hold him. What an awesome God we serve. That's my key. He always has been. He always will be. Oh my God. He was there before your problem ever existed. And he will be there when your problem is gone and in hell. Hallelujah. He's always has been and he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor. He has no successor. There's nobody before him and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him and he's not going to resign. I'm so glad that we got a God who ain't got to this age that we're living in and all the things that's going on right now. And he's like, "Whoa! I didn't know it was going to be this bad. I'm turning in my resignation papers." He is not going to resign. But he has created this place just for you. Just like the Red Sea. He brought them all down. He said, "I'm going to do this." So Pharaoh would say, "They're entangled in the wilderness. I'm bringing them to this place because there's fixing to be a victory." He done 10 plagues, but he wasn't through with Pharaoh yet. Come on, devil. Come on down. Come on. Yeah, we're lost over here. We're up against the Red Sea and we got mountains on every hand. Come on, devil. He didn't get there and say, "Oh man, I didn't realize he was going to get that big army together. I just don't know what to do here. I thought I had this all planned out, but you know, this Red Sea is bigger than I really thought." No, he created the Red Sea. He knew exactly how deep it was, how wide it was to the minute amount. We might guess and say, "Well, it was this such and such," or "Pharaoh had this amount of men," or he knew exactly how many horsemen he had. He knew exactly how many chariots he had. He knew exactly how many horses, how many trained men. He knew everything. And neither is he getting down to this moment where he's invited all this to come together. He's like, "Oh my goodness, I don't know. Laodicea is way worse than I planned on it being. I don't know if they're going to be. I just don't know." No, his word declares they're going to be. Did you know the word declared that there's going to be an overcomer in this age, or overcomers? And to the overcomers of Laodicea, write. He wouldn't have put overcomer in there unless there was going to be one. You say one? Well, if there's only one, I'm going to be that one. Sorry. That's the attitude you got to have. I'm going to be there. Come on down, devil. Bring your doubts. Bring your confusion. Bring all these things. I'm not resigning. Matter of fact, I've created all this for this purpose. And I laid it all out before the foundation of the world. I don't know about you, but I have to believe God, when He was creating the world, He said, you know what? I'm going to put this Red Sea right here. I'm going to put these mountain ranges right here. Because one day I'm going to lead the children right through here. And He said, you know what? Laodicea, I'm going to have loose 2,000 demons. He has a number to them. And before they existed, He already exists. And after they're gone, He'll still be there. You can't impeach Him. And He's not going to resign. This awesome God is not a quitter. That's my King. Praise the Lord. That's my King. That is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And the glory is all His. And thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all the forevers, amen. What an awesome God we serve. A God who will not fail you because He cannot fail you. Because His word says He cannot do that. What an awesome God. Why do you think in this age we have some of the most unbelievable sicknesses that's ever faced a generation? AIDS, cancer, all kind of cancers. Every kind of just unbelievable names about that long. You couldn't pronounce them if you wanted to. Ask Brother Mike, he tried at camp. He's learned in that area. Glad Brother John didn't ask me to pronounce that stuff. Why? Because he knew there's a people here that can handle it. Overcomers who know their God and will do exploits. Who are you, church? Overcomers. Rise aboveers. I hadn't been called to this world to be trodden down upon. I have been called to trod down on the enemy in this age. I have not been called in this world to be overcome. I have been called to overcome. I have not called in this world to be defeated. I have been called in this world to be a defeater. Are you with me? Amen. We have been called for a purpose in this age, and we must know our God. And who He is, and realize He is an awesome God. Amen. He goes beyond our thoughts. He goes beyond our imagination. He goes beyond what we can even think or ask. Who is the King of glory? Lift up your heads. We don't have to be, lift up your heads. Amen. The King of glory shall come in. Amen. What is He here to do? He is here to break every chain. He's allowed Satan to put this chain together and that chain together and sickness together, this together and that over there together. Oh, I'll hold him with this and I'll hold him with this. He is here to break every chain. And who is He going to do it through? He's not going to do it through the body called Jesus. He's going to do it through the body called His bride, who will rise above every chain that tries to hold her down. And she'll rise above every sickness. She'll rise above every depression and everything that would try to hold her. And she'll rise into the air to go meet Him. You're talking about a chain breaking ceremony. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't believe it, you sing it till you do believe it. There is a bride rising up. Out of the middle of the most chaotic ages there ever been. Ain't it amazing? Ain't it completely amazing that now Satan has waited some 50-something years past, or right at 50 years from when the prophet died. 50 years. And the ones that have been in his meeting are starting to go. And now we all of a sudden we got all these doubts and all these fears and all the he's wrong here and he's wrong there and he's wrong. And you wasn't even there. Ain't that amazing? And right in the middle of it, you know, Satan thought he would bring this to cause disbursement and to cause people to run away, and some have, and cause people to turn their backs, and some have. But in the middle of it, it has caused people to bind closer together. Dumb old devil. Amen. He thought, well, surely I'll destroy him with this attack, and I'll destroy him with this one, and I'll do this video they post here, I'll destroy him with that. No, my rest ain't in the video. Some man that made up and he wasn't even there. Or some woman or some woman's post or this. My rest ain't in that. My rest is in a word that's been vindicated time after time after time after time. After time, after time, after time, after time, after time. Over vindicated, if we can say it that way. This is where I'm resting in. Listen, I want to rest in a man. I want to rest in a promise and a God who stood behind a man. That night after night after night, he would preach a word and God would come behind him and say, amen. I asked them, where are your amens? Where is your God backing you up? Oh, he's backing you up with sin. He's backing you up with drugs. He's backing you up with your wife leaving you. What? That's how he's known that ain't God. But this God is awesome. He is not coming this moment to give up and say, I quit. But he is here until the end. Hallelujah. That if he is here, I'm going to stay here with him. And when he leaves, I'm going too. Are you with me tonight? Let's bow our heads. We're talking about an awesome God. A God who cannot fail and will not fail. We could go through the Bible. My goodness. Just unbelievable accounts. Gideon beating an army with just some 300 men. You wonder how in the world. Because my God is awesome. Maybe tonight you just say, you know, my eyes maybe been on the wrong things a little bit. I want to turn my eyes back on Jesus. Been looking at the wrong things. Let me look at my King. You say that's me. I want to turn my eyes back on Jesus. Look at his promises. Look at his word. Look at what he's done. Amen. Yes, Lord, as we come to this moment of communion, Father, this little simple thought, Lord, but so powerful to think of. And Lord, we just touched, just scratched. Maybe didn't even make a scratch. Lord, and just how awesome you are. You're with us. You're our defender. You're our judge. You're our everything, Lord. Our refuge. We love you, Father, with all of our heart. Lord, let us have true communion with you tonight. Lord, will you come? Walk with us and talk with us in the cool of the evening. Lord, as we wash our brothers or our sisters' feet, or may we realize that we're not washing just brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, but it's you, Lord. You veiled in flesh and overcomer in this day. In Jesus' name. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Our God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I feel.
I want us to sing that His blood will never lose His power. Amen. The blood that Jesus shed, it'll never lose His power. For it reaches to the highest mountain. Will you stand together with me as we just worship the Lord together just a moment?
For it reaches to the highest mountain.
That gives me strength from death.